Howdy ho.
It's an exciting time to be alive right now.
Howdy ho, neighbor.
We're back.
Yes, it's been... Holy crap.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been too much long, guy.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what? You know, life caught up with us. And I know we've said that before, but it really caught up with us this time.
What can we do?
Hey. We got busy.
We're dads.
Yeah, we're dads. And, you know, I had to be out of town for some work there.
Hey, I had to be out of town, too.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
went to Old Vegas.
Adam's got this job, this new job. He gets to go out of town and act important. You know, it's pretty great.
Live the VIP lifestyle.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, you'll have to tell. How was Vegas when you went down there? When did you go down there?
Oh, shoot. Last month.
Last month,
and you beginning
got to,
of last month
before the season started, right? Before, because you got to go it, to the it was stadium, the,
yes,
before it, the first game, right?
Yes, before the first Monday night football game. Yeah,
geez, we haven't done one since football started. Do you realize?
And we're in week five.
So we're in week
now?
Five. Let's get a quick recap.
All right.
No, you know what? We're gonna. This episode's actually gonna be completely dedicated. But just so everybody knows, this is our 30th episode. It's a big deal.
The big 3-0,
big 30. So we're gonna spend the next 30 minutes or so just kind of recapping where we've been, you know, since we started, what we've been doing, episodes we've, you know, some topics that we've discussed, and just what's going on.
Let's
you know?
See, according to our podcast here, next month will be a year.
Wow.
Yep.
A year?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, because there's, what, 12 months in a year last time I checked, and we've done 30, so that's, you know, a couple of months there.
Yeah, we, November 5th will be our first episode.
Dude. What was our first episode?
Always Watching.
Always Watching. Wow.
Always.
You know what?
Watching.
Before we get too much into this, we gotta give some shout outs.
Uh oh.
We always gotta give the shout
outs.
We always gotta holler back.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of those that need to
take care
of. I ain't
no holler back, girl.
So first foremost, gotta take care of one RC Kniggy Esquire out there at Bison Fence, out there grinding. Give him a shout. He's killing it. He's busy.
Tell you what, he is one busy son of a
gun.
He's
a busy guy. He's been as busy as we've been saying. So I think he's getting busier. He had to get some help out there.
He did get some help. Yeah. It was helping for a little bit, but he's still busy.
Yeah. Well, he's so frugal. He probably, you know, got some like 8-year-old kid. He's paying like $5 to some lollipops.
It's his own son, actually.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't even pay
his 8-year-old kid.
Yeah.
You know what the payment is? Roof over your head.
Yeah, exactly.
Clothes on your back.
JK, of course, and an LOL to follow. He is a good man, and he'll take. I'm sure he's taking care of his employees. Who else we got? We got, Treasure Valley Eco Wash.
Yep.
Gene Luzzi, man, he's killing it out there too, doing a great job. Here's a funny story. He came out, oh boy, it was last month. Mm-hmm. And I was out of town for work, and I get a text message from him, and it's a video of the inside of a trash can, and it's these maggots on some trash, and he goes, guess whose house this is? And I'm like, whose is it? And then I see him pan up, and these guys are painting my house, because I just got my house painted, and I'm like, that's me?
You're nasty.
Dude, I haven't had maggots in my trash ever. That was a first, man. It got me. And it was weird. I knew exactly what it was, too. It was during that, like, it got cold, and then it got really hot again.
Yeah.
And it just, like, trapped some of that crap that had been in the trash all week. And
nasty. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a gross person. I was like, my bad, man. I'm nasty. But he did a great job cleaning it out for me. Sorry, Gene. I'll try to not do that again. I can't promise you. In fact, because you do such a good job, I might just see what else I can breed in there.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just see just some kind of...
make something grow in there.
Creature.
You know? Yeah.
I don't even know what it is. It's like the... Call of Cthulhu or something, you know. Roar!
Anyway, I like it.
Yeah.
Beware, Gene. Be aware.
I'm coming for you. So, Treasure Valley, you can wash, hit him up. He'll come clean your chest, take care of it. Last but not least, who do we got? We got
American Bat Smith.
Matt Smith. Yep.
Ooh, yep. Boy.
Yeah.
I tell you what, they.
How their bats doing?
Man, they're hot.
Hot? It's a hot commodity. They're using them in the World Series. Or not World Series.
No, in the play. No.
The NLDS? Anyways.
No, they're not up into the majors yet. It's like $50,000 for just for the paperwork.
To get into the majors?
Well, just to get the... so you can submit your bats for testing and everything.
Oh, wow.
So...
But I bet once you hit that, man, that's the gold mine.
Well, then you got to send them like 10 bats, and then they put them through rigorous.
Yeah, those guys grind.
So they're waiting for they got a couple players that are in the minors. They're waiting for them to see which one's gonna, you know, if they make it up there.
Yeah,
and then they'll think about it.
I like it.
Yeah, but no, if you don't if you're not following them on social media,
you gotta check them out. They do a great job.
Their Instagram, I tell you what, it's popping.
Popping.
It's popping. Pops. Hey,
cool.
Yeah, they got some cool stuff going on. They're painting their color schemes and everything. Pretty cool. So yeah, check them out. American Batsmith.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
they're amazing. And yeah. I think that's it now. Yeah. We don't do the other one because
that one got sold. Sold. And they want good for them.
Yeah. You know, I don't even want the donut. I just want them to pay us, and then we will...
Yeah, give me money.
Yeah, give us money.
So anyway, enough of that. Shout out to everybody. We're done. Mm-hmm. So, where were we? We're discussing something.
Listen, I know you've all missed us.
Yeah, we've missed us. You know what? I mean, what's been going on? Let's see. So much. Oh. Football season started.
Boom.
Adam's got a new job. He travels. Acts busy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still doing my thing. Kids are still, you know, doing whatever. Nothing new with them that I can figure. Hunter Doug's out there running the ball.
Old HD.
Yeah, he's running.
He's out there.
Woo, man, I saw it. We just happened to pop down there in the old C-Town, Idaho, to watch my nephew play. And caught the end there of one Hunter Doug.
Hunter Doug.
Running for a long, almost touchdown. He got caught. He got hocked.
Because that was his fourth long run.
See, I didn't realize that. You know, yes. He just looked slow.
He got caught on like the 1 yard line, but that was like his fourth long run for a touchdown. Yeah.
He's a burner. He's got the Stokes gene.
The last game, he scored 3 touchdowns and an extra point.
Man, I tell you what, if there was a fantasy football league for 5-year-old flag football?
Yeah, 5, 6, and 7-year-olds.
Hunter Doug's might be number one pick.
Now here's the thing that I'm excited about though, because he's only 5.
Yeah.
And he's out there playing with 7-year-olds.
He's like the healthy version of Christian McCaffrey as far as fantasy football would be considered. Like, he's a must take number one pick.
Exactly. Hey, any agents out there listening? You gotta talk to me, huh? Call me.
HDS. Sail there in like CMC, it's HDS. Hunter Doug Stokes.
Hunter Doug Stokes.
I love it.
No.
Cool.
But it's tough because, it's not tough, but his quarterback, his name is Hunter, too.
Yeah, right.
And so it gets confusing. And so
just have him call Hunter Doug. You
know, no, I started calling him Chip.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because, like, chip off the old block.
Chip. Just like Chipper Jones. You know what it is.
Well, okay.
Hey, let's give Adam a nice congratulations. His Atlanta Braves
made it to
the NLCS. Congrats.
Tell you what.
They came out of nowhere. Nobody thought they were going to make playoffs not that long ago.
All I know.
And now they're there.
Here's the Giants. Better win.
Hey, game 5 tonight, and I'm going to tell you, I'm an emotional wreck already. I need it.
He's decked out in his gear right here.
I got my gear on. I'm ready, man. And I got my Buster Posey jersey on standby. I'm going on right before the first pitch.
I like it.
There's going to be an extra sacrifice to the baseball gods tonight, right before the game.
Oh, boy.
You know little Odie down there?
Not Odie.
He's old. He's got to go.
He's got to go.
Just kidding. It's going to be Frisco.
It's going to be... that's a big sacrifice.
Exactly.
Tell you what. You need some help with that one?
It's a big game. Requires a big sacrifice.
You're going to need some help with that
one. My neighbors are going to be looking out there like, hey, man, what are you up to?
They'll be like, you mind your business.
Mind your business, man. This involves sacrifice. They're like, yeah... I'm calling pet control. They're not going to stop me.
They're not going to stop me because they know what's on the line, too.
They do. Exactly. I'll let them know, man. It's game 5. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Hey.
Click.
But we talked about this yesterday on the phone. It would be cool if it was the Braves and Giants.
Oh, I'd love that.
And then because Braves. I would much rather lose to the Giants than the Dodgers. Well,
hey, man, they're tough. They're going to be a tough out for anybody. So,
yeah.
I
think that the Braves run.
We'll see.
We got lucky.
I'll tell you what, if the Dodgers do happen to pull this out, then I'm going to be a big Braves fan for the next whole while. Go Braves.
I tell you what.
Because I'll never cheer for the Dodgers. I don't care if my family's been taken hostage and I have to root for them to win the World Series.
Sorry, guys.
I love you. It's been real.
Sorry, guys.
I'll have to find a new Braves family.
That
wouldn't have been taken hostage.
Oh, yeah.
So you should have done better.
You should have fought them off better.
You should have fought harder. I'm kidding, of course, but I wouldn't cheer for the Dodgers ever. So that's good. Baseball season went well. We're into the NFL season. We're super pumped about, you know.
I was down in...
I'm not actually that pumped, really,
about
where things are going right now. My Niners are... It's disgusting.
Well, my Raiders, hello.
I know, just lost your coach.
Idiot coach.
Just lost the coach. Hey, this is the thing, folks. If you're a racist, misogynist, homophobic, and all the other icks, you're probably not going to maintain a career.
You're out of here.
You got to go. Mm-hmm. That's what we've talked about in some of our past episodes with accepting people who they are and whatever the topic. You can't do it. It's inexcusable. And also, if you're going to have those thoughts, probably just keep them in your brain. Because the minute you start using an email that can be tracked by your employer, just know that they can go back at any time and within their legal rights, review said emails and fire you for them.
That's what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway.
Well, you know.
But that's crazy.
We get off to a 3-0 start.
Yeah. You guys were
but they do good. It every year.
I know.
2-0, 3-0.
What were you guys? God, you guys were like 6-2 last year or something stupid.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, we were 6-7, 6-8.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, well.
Yeah, nothing.
Now we lose our coach and, yeah, I don't know, man. But I tell you, when I was in Vegas, I went toward the old facility over there.
Yeah. Sick. Awesome. I could see in the distance when I was down there. God, when we were we were down there at the end of May, and I could see it in the distance. It looked nice, but
it looks like the Death Star, man. I tell you, woo boy,
nice.
Looks like a hockey puck, actually.
Oh, I dig it.
Yeah, but the inside's pretty cool looking. And then while I was there, of course, the only way to exit, you got to go through the gift shop.
Oh,
but
really?
But I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm here in Vegas.
Yeah. Let me get this $80 hat.
No, actually, I went for a $35
T-shirt
that looked like a jersey.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Because I'm not a jersey wearer.
Right, right.
But
the shirt jersey. Yeah, I'm with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the shirt jersey.
The jerseys.
The jersey. Yes.
The jert.
Yeah. I got my jorts and my jert on.
Yeah, jert. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
But no, I got old number 13 because that's my number.
Hunter Renfro.
Yep, old Hunter Renfro.
Hunter Renfro.
Hey, you know, I was talking...
Hunter Doug Renfro.
Ooh, easy. Cook.
Stokes.
Wait, what?
I don't know where I went.
I don't know. Where'd the cook come from?
I don't even know. I got mixed up with somebody else.
No, I was talking with old Randall.
Oh, yeah?
About Hunter Renfro.
Yeah.
And he thinks that he's garbage.
That's because he's garbage.
And I was like...
Hunter Renfro.
Well, because I put him on my fantasy team as a flex.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets me a good 11, 12 points a game.
He's pretty good. He'll sustain your drives, yeah. But his talent, man, he runs great. Rouse got good hands.
Mm-hmm. And was a good returner, too.
He's quick. He's not fast. So, yeah. But, I mean, you only need to be quick when you're like that. Anyway, this isn't a football podcast.
No.
This is a dad's podcast. But this dad stuff, this is what we do. We spend a lot of time watching sports. Mm-hmm. It's part of, things we love. This is what it is. But, you know, let's take some time and reflect. Over the last year, I mean, we've come a long way. Quality's got a little better. We got some more viewers. Shoot, we're hitting up countries or like,
oh man,
that list? This is crazy.
Let me open this app up.
People listening out in like Norway and stuff like that. You know, appreciate everybody
so
out
cool.
there. Hey,
whether
you're a troll or not, we do appreciate you listening.
All right, we got of course United States. We got Belize, Australia.
Oh, Belize, man. I want to go to Belize someday. Yep. You know, they got great Mayan ruins down there.
Oh, yeah. They got some Australia.
Australia.
Well, you know, when you're locked down like that,
hey,
nothing else to do.
Yeah. Shout out to folks down in Australia, man. We're with you. Whatever you need, hit us up at the Daggon Dads podcast. We'll send a crate of goods. I don't know what, but...
Who will? Who's paying for that?
I don't know. Probably.
Don't
we'll get somebody to figure... I don't know. We'll pull our punches.
Yeah, we got the old United Kingdom.
UK, okay.
You got Sweden.
Sweden.
Germany.
Germany, I dig.
Kuwait.
Wow.
Canada.
Okay.
And Norway.
Norway. There they are.
Mm-hmm.
Getting almost all the Scandinavian countries there.
Hey, you know, we're probably over there, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. You know, it's like one person found us. They're like, ah, it's not for me.
No.
But it's cool.
Oh. No,
you know, but no, that's awesome. And, you know, we hope that, you know, people enjoy what we got to say. You know, we just have fun with it. Talk about some hot topics, you know, things that we just enjoy talking about, right? You know,
I mean, well, so I think the premise of when I wanted to create this before I talked to you was to talk about being a dad, but I think a lot of it is we talk about being a dad, but it's just a conversation between two dads, two friends, actually.
Right. Yeah, two friends, two dads.
Yeah, and
they happen to be dads, yeah.
And I think that's what's been working for us, mm-hmm. So I think we might just keep on that. We'll have a topic, talk about maybe 5-10 minutes on the topic,
know,
and then we'll, then we'll wander off.
I know, and it gets crazy sometimes. You know, sometimes there's topics that we get pretty animated on. You can almost tell sometimes the topics that we're really passionate about because we'll actually stick to them pretty well. And there's other ones where we're like, yeah, we need a topic for today. And it's like,
we'll think of that, and then we're like, all right, well, and then we're talking, and we'll just go off.
We're not Joe Rogan. Yeah. We can't just turn the mic on and just talk to somebody famous for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And people would care what we have to say. Like, it ain't going to happen. We need to have a topic.
We're just two dads living in Idaho.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. You know, but there's some cool stuff going on. But, you know, yeah, I remember that first episode we did, Always Watching. It was funny because it was about our kids, the fact that your kids are always watching you and what you're doing. And they will absorb everything you're doing, positive, negative, and they take it with them.
Mm-hmm.
And how much what you do affects them. And, you know, I gotta say, I really enjoyed that topic, you know.
It's not just little kids, even when they're teenagers.
I mean, for sure.
They're still watching you. I mean, shoot, even when they're out of the house and everything, they're still watching
you. I gotta say, honestly, man, like, it goes forever, because, I mean, I'm in a role at work, you know, where I'm in a supervisory position where... you know, things that I do, how I carry myself, you know, how I attack an issue is seen by others. And if I, you know, I have to keep a certain amount of composure for certain things because that trickles down.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
When you're, you know, kind of in charge of people, they sometimes, especially if they know you well, which most of them do. So it's like, you know, it's whatever. It starts with you. You know what I mean? It starts with how you handle it, how you go about doing your business, leading by example. But then as certain situations arise, you got to keep a cool head and make it happen, make good decisions for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah, I mean, it's not just with your kids. It's work. It's, you know, whatever. I mean, there's always somebody watching. You may not even realize how much of an example you are to somebody. So,
you are an example to me. I got him crying.
Yo, Cookie! He's coming away. He's in. Hey, man, speaking of examples, boy, I got to get out of here, Cookie.
Get out of here, Cookie. Go on, get out the window.
Cookie dropped in. I knew he was going to show up.
He was going to show up. I was just waiting for
one of those American bats, man.
No, you cannot.
Get a cookie. It's called the cook.
It's called the cookie. Hey, Evan, you listening? I know you are.
Make the cookie.
Make the cookie.
It looks like oatmeal.
Whoa, can you
like an oatmeal cookie colored brat. Actually, that'd be sick. Ooh. Cookie, that might have been a good idea. Appreciate you popping in for that. I get 10% on that idea.
All right. I want 10%.
No, get out.
Get out. Just, you know what? You just go. You go eat your cookies.
He's got to go get his horse. It's getting dusk out there. He's got to go find his horse. Get out of here. I don't even remember what his horse's name is.
I don't remember either.
It doesn't matter. I think he got a new horse, actually. He had to put him down. This trusty. I think it was Rusty was his name.
Oh, Rusty. Oh, Rusty.
Here he is again.
Gosh dang.
Bye. Yeah. Anyway, no more of that.
All right.
Oh, boy. But, yeah. You know, we had some other. Gosh dang it. There was some other ones, too, I just wanted to touch on, like, that I really enjoyed having those talks, you know. Oh, you know what was nice was when we had my brother-in-law, Shelby, on.
Oh, yeah. How's he doing?
We need to get him back. You know, Shelby
Padgett. The new dad.
Yeah, he's doing really good. Actually, him and my sister are down in San Diego right now. Took little Benny, 6 months. Mm-hmm. They took him to San Diego Zoo.
Nice.
So he's seeing the animals, loving that. I mean, San Diego's awesome. But yeah, doing really well. We'll have to get him back on here to do a kind of a recap, see how he's doing.
Hmm.
You know, with everything. Like, but yeah, I see them a lot. I go over see little Benny. He is up there. You what?
Hey, all right. So you got a little Benny around, huh?
He's a cute boy.
And normally, when people are around babies like that, they get the old baby fever.
Oh man, no, ain't no chance.
You don't got that?
Look at him.
Look at that.
Yeah, he looks happy though.
Oh,
huh? Let's get a camera on this. Let's get a camera.
Let's get a camera. Oh, we don't have
camera. We're lame like that. No. So yeah, we talked about baby fever, right? Remember that? Still at a 0% with the baby fever. No chance.
No chance. No,
I don't want a baby. I'm getting old, man. I'm done with babies.
I got too many.
Yeah. Well, you're done too.
Got my orphanage.
Aren't you?
Oh, yeah, we're done.
Didn't you just mail in everything when you were done?
No more. No.
He said, take it all
from
me. Take it all from me, Doc.
Take
whatever
it.
You got to do to make sure I can't impregnate my old lady anymore, you do it. He's like, well, let's take a look. All right, how we used to do it on the frontier was simple.
Oh, no. All right, Cookie.
You put a little dip in, take a swig of fire water.
What?
Okay. Get a nice hot poker going on the fire for about 5 seconds.
Cookie,
and then you roast them.
No, Cookie. Hey, this is a family chair. Get out of here. Go on, get.
You know, I think he was on to something, though. Actually, he, you know, Cookie told me he got an infection, though, from doing that once. So, don't.
He got an infection? Yeah. That does not surprise me.
Don't do that.
That he would try it on himself.
I don't even know how he's alive, to be honest with you. He's been like, around since, like, 1842 or something. Like, he's old, man.
Oh, man.
He's popping up, you know what I mean? He's got a different horse, though. You know, he doesn't age. I think he might be a vampire.
Uh-oh.
Like a daywalker. A western daywalker. Whoa, now there's a movie.
Wow.
Guy named Cookie. He's a vampire.
Oh, no. Just,
the horses are always different, though. That's the thing. He doesn't age, though.
He doesn't age.
That's on it. Man, I might be onto something there.
Man.
If I could just write, that'd be something. You got great ideas. I just can't put them to paper.
Oh, speaking of ideas.
Yeah.
All right. So... I'm a member of the anti-bullying establishment thing. Okay?
Right, anti-bullying. Yes, I've seen.
All right,
I've seen this. Yes, mm-hmm. Very good.
So I've been. It's a passion of mine, and I really wanted to somehow do something with it more than just social media and stuff like that.
Sure.
Well, I was talking to someone at my work, and she actually came up with a good idea to write a children's book about anti-bullying. I'm like, well, son of a gun.
There's not a book about this?
I don't know, but if not, I'm going to be the first to do it.
I mean, who cares if there is or not? I mean, you could never have too many books
no.
about that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'm on a mission to figure out how to write a children's book.
Oh.
So I've...
You?
Yes, me.
I love it.
I'm going to try and write a children's book. Hopefully, I might make it a series because there I might make some different scenarios of bullying and how to combat it.
I love
but, it. No, I got really excited when she said that. She's like, "Hey,
right?
Have you ever thought about a children's book?" And I was like, "Well, dadgum, no."
Who's gonna do the illustrations?
Well, that's what. That's
can you draw?
No,
I can't draw.
I can't.
I got stick figures. It's pretty good.
Well,
it looked like
blobs.
It's gonna be like looking like stickdeath.com out there, but for anti-bullying.
No. That's not good.
There's a throwback, huh?
Stick no, that's death. Like I said, I'm on a mission to
sure
figure it out. So yeah. I was actually talking to old Alex Holtry about this.
Oh, AKH, love that guy.
And he told me, which is cool because he did it too, because I got my YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just full of stuff that I like to watch.
Sure.
And it's algorithms and everything.
Right,
so
right.
He was like, create another profile and only dedicate that to...
anti-bullying.
Well,
your
like,
book.
Like, yeah, so only right. videos on like how to write a book. Or like I'm trying to figure out how to grow our podcast. So on there, how to grow your podcast. So, yeah. So I was like, well,
yeah, that guy's always got some, he's got some advice, doesn't he?
He does.
He's got a couple of cents worth.
He's a smart guy. We need to have him on sometime.
I don't really care to hear what he's got to say.
Oh, okay. Right.
Those 2 cents, you can keep them.
You keep them.
Unless he brings about 10 cents or more, I don't want to hear it. What am I going to do with a dime full of knowledge?
Ah,
I don't know.
Hey, anyway. You never know.
Yeah, seriously, if he
spew could, it out in a podcast,
I rabble on. I got lots of worthless Canadian quarters full of knowledge.
Yeah,
can't
no,
use
but
them.
Seriously,
no,
I'm,
that's a great idea.
So I'm on a mission on how to write and create a children's book.
I love it, man. You know what I mean? I love it. Hey, anybody out there who's got some ideas too, some help, some support, you know, give us a shout. Give Adam a shout. Find him.
Okay.
Because I got nothing for you.
All right.
I'll support you.
Yeah.
Because I hate bullies, too. But my book would probably be like, hey, bully. And I'd smash his head in and be like, the end. I don't know if that resolved anything because something's going to happen afterwards.
Something's going to happen
But not in my world.
Not No, that's
in
the end
world,
of it.
In my world, it's the end of it.
That's,
yeah.
You just ah, and you're done?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the world. And that's,
All right.
I violence like is not the answer all the time, guys.
All the time. Just sometimes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it depends sometimes on the situation.
I really, you know, I'm not a pacifist. I don't believe in using violence unnecessarily, but I also don't think I think there's some things that cannot be resolved without some kind of force involved.
Hey, I tell you, I know someone that you want to beat up.
Who?
Whoever stole your phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you were in Cali?
Yeah. That's a funny story.
See, I didn't know that's where the concert was.
Yeah, so I went out to... we went out this last weekend to the Aftershock Festival in Sacramento, California. It's amazing, amazing festival.
Sacramento?
Yeah, it's like a rock show. They got all kinds of... Metallica did two different nights, two separate sets. It was amazing.
Oh, by the way, I liked your belt.
Oh, thank you.
That was awesome.
Oh, man, we had...
The funny thing about that is I didn't even notice it. Valerie did. She was like, I love his W belt. And I looked and I went,
ah! Bro, that's the heavyweight champion of the world. WWF fanny pack belt.
Oh, that's a fanny pack?
Yes.
Oh,
that's a fanny pack.
That thing is awesome.
And my buddy Troy
had
a fanny pack too, the red one. And
yes,
it's the universal champion. Bro.
Genius.
We got so many compliments on that. So the one time I don't put my phone in my fanny pack, we're watching, it was Saturday night, Mudvayne. I love Mudvayne. Okay, they're back together. They just got back. First time since 2009.
I was going to say.
Dude, yeah. And they sounded amazing. I remember, I think it was Alex, actually, Holtry, had said he saw him like years back when he was in college and he sounded terrible. Yeah. This is possible. I'm going on record right now saying they sounded amazing. I don't know if it's because they're older.
Nostalgia. That's what it was.
Dude, I wasn't the only one. There were other people that were like, dude, that was insane. And I had recorded this footage. That was so cool. Put my phone back in my pocket. They wrap it up. 2 minutes later, I go to grab for it. It is gone. Somebody had reached into my pocket and taken it. And unfortunately, they got about five or six other chaps. Got their phone, too. Same area. We're all looking around like, you know, like how old cigarette, you know, smokers are looking for their lighter. Never know where their lighter is.
Uh-huh.
That was me. That was me.
Hey, you got a light? Hey, man, I got a light for you.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
So... yeah, man. Phone gone. You know, I was fortunate enough that I was due for an upgrade anyway, so I got a new phone. I felt bad for this other dude. He just got like a brand new iPhone 13 the week before. He had insurance. Good for him. You know, sorry about that, man. But I would, dude, and it sucked too because here I am. I got my shirt off because I was Saturday. I went all out, buddy. I was in the building. I was feeling myself. Okay. We had a lot of waters. Okay. I was in this mosh pit and I'm like, you know what? I actually had somebody hold my fanny pack. That's what it was, too. I was like, I don't even want to take this in there because it's going to get broke.
What? You didn't want to just.
It's going to get broke.
Hit someone with
it. So I have my phone in there. I come out. So now I have no shirt, no fanny pack, no phone. And I don't know where anybody is. So I go, like, walking to, like, the other side of this park where this concert is. And just happened to walk by my brother and our buddy Jared. We're laying on the grass by a tree. And they happen to look up and go, Steve! And I look over and I'm like, oh, man, I'm so glad. And I told them what happened. They're like, no way. And my brother had gotten his phone stolen the last time we were out there. It's a thing. If you go to a festival... music festival. This is a thing. You can Google it. People go in there and just jack phones. Like, guys have gotten caught with backpack full of like 50 phones. Like, they're just going in and snatching them, and then they go sell them for, I don't know. You don't get a lot for a used phone, but whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a thing. And so be careful out there. Watch your six. Watch your three, your two, your one, your 12, your eight.
Your 10 whatever. And 2.
Your, let's just go 12 to 12.
Yeah, there you
go. Take a circle around the block. Watch the whole thing.
Hey, just like in football, head on a swivel.
Yep, got to have your head on a swivel. And if you're going to bring a fanny pack, don't be like me. Use the fanny pack.
Yeah.
Put the phone in the fanny pack. You can't reach in there and unzip it and take it without me seeing. You know what I mean?
The crazy thing about it is from the pictures, you can't even tell
bro,
that it is
we a might fanny have pack. To put a picture of this on the page.
You know what?
This fanny pack is amazing.
We're going to.
It's so good.
It's going up on our Instagram.
The WWF.
On the gram.
Oh, man. It made the whole trip. Anyway, it was awesome. It was fun. We were out there. Good time. So yeah, you know, I still bring it. You know, I don't let age slow me down. I'm still going to concerts and things like that. Man, oh, and there's like three pockets in there. So much room for activities.
Can you practice karate in there?
Yeah, there's a lot of room in there. But we had a good time.
Okay, I got a question.
Sure.
What? Did he just black out his whole arm?
Oh, my brother. Yeah, he's looking at a picture of my brother. Yeah, he had a bad tattoo on his left arm. He's covered it up. He did a cover-up, and now he's doing white ink on it.
Oh, okay. But
you have to use so much dark ink to cover up before you can even attempt to put other stuff on there.
So I love that there's a Johnny Cash shirt.
Yeah.
Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond. Yeah. And you've got the Reefer.
No, yeah.
Or the Reaper.
The
Grim Reaper.
Not Reaper.
Sorry, not Reaper.
Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper.
And it says death on it. Yeah, that's a death shirt.
And there's Steve right there.
By Mortis Viventi, which is a really cool clothing company out of L.A.
Hey,
they made that word up. It's a totally made up word. But they got a big following now on Instagram, man, getting big with the metal scene. Cool clothes if you're into like darker stuff, which I love that stuff, you know.
It's really just a cool thing.
Check them out on Instagram, Mortis Viventi, man. They got cool clothing. Anyway, yeah.
It's just funny. Johnny Cash, Brooks and Dunn.
I know those Neil idiots Diamond. Are all thinking this is a joke, man. You know what? I live for this. This is life.
It's just life.
I'm here to kill, murder.
Well, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, that's Sons of Anarchy. And then I got to looking, I'm like, nope, that is not Sons of Anarchy. Yeah, like,
that is not a Sons of Anarchy. Absolutely not. No. Anyway, you know what? Anything else? I know we kind of rattled up, but you know what? That was the whole point. We wanted to kind of get back in the flow, just let everybody know we haven't forgot about you.
Yeah, hey,
you know,
we're
we
here,
love you guys. We're here. We got episodes coming. We're gonna keep plugging along. You know, things are slowing down for me, especially with the travel for the next actually several months, which will be nice.
I'll be gone for a couple of days in a couple of weeks.
Okay,
just for a little bit of training.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't. I will not leave again till spring.
Cool.
So nice. I'll be home.
Well, we got a good episode for you guys coming up next week, and it's going to be what is it going to be? What
are we hobbies?
Gonna? Hobbies. We're going to talk about hobbies.
We're going to talk about Hobby Lobby. All right.
Yeah, it's a plug for Hobby Lobby. Listen, guys, you need arts and crafts, things like that. You got to need a good
wreath. I know it's not Halloween's not over yet, but they already got their Christmas stuff.
If you
out.
Need a good wreath for the front door that some birds can put crap on and put a nest on, like our wreath out there,
get it.
Go to Hobby Lobby.
There you go.
Actually, I think we got ours at. I don't even know. The fact I even kind of know the answer to that makes me upset. That's part of growing up.
Valerie comes home from
a wreath.
I mean, all types of stores with all new stuff all the time. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, cool.
She decorates. Yeah, I
well, we're not allowed to decorate. That's the thing. Stuff most guys want to put up. The ladies are like, no.
Oh yeah,
that doesn't look good here. This isn't a bachelor pad. You ever hear this one? I'm like, maybe it should be. Get out. I'm kidding.
He's just kidding.
He's just
goofing.
Hey, kidding, man.
Get out of here, Cookie.
Oh, God, I told you, hit the brakes, guy. Rusty,
let's get out of here.
Yes, he's leaving now.
Okay. There we go. He's gone.
He was Rusty.
He was Rusty.
It was something.
I don't know.
Anyways, but we appreciate you guys listening. Yeah, we're going to stay pretty active. We're getting ready to get back in here and really... Just start burning it down.
I'm a little upset because I interviewed someone.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
I'm trying to figure out. Like, I downloaded it and everything, and it only did 2.5 minutes of it. So,
yeah.
I'm trying to figure that out. Maybe on your Wi-Fi it'll work better. I don't know.
Maybe we'll see. Try it. Yeah, before you leave.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
We'll see. But,
Yeah, he's got a hidden episode, you know, a bonus episode like that he did like a month and a half ago.
Yeah. And I've been trying to figure this stinking thing out. So.
Yeah. You know who's really good? I don't want to use his name. But it rhymes with Lookie. He's really good with downloading stuff. I don't want to say his name because he's still outside.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for showing
up.
Okay. Welcome back.
He's just staring at me.
His name is Cookie.
Hey, man, I know what to do. Hey, man, I'm really good with downloading stuff.
Did you know he's actually got iBook out there or whatever.
How does he...
I don't know. He's really good at computers. I guess when you've been alive for as long as he has.
Pioneer. Yeah. Vampire.
I know. I'm telling you. You learn things.
Guy.
Still rides horses. Still sleeps outside, really.
He just builds his own little lean-to.
And builds a fire out there, and he puts his boot up on a rock, and he gets his iMac out.
He eats his beans.
iMac, yeah. And he's got a really good hotspot. I think Verizon gave him a hotspot. I don't know, somebody. He just sits out there and in the desert. Him and Rusty just looking at stuff.
Who knows? Learning how to download podcasts.
Yeah, that's right. What he does. Yeah, he might have a podcast. I think.
Who knows? Hey, it's man, cookies. Cookie. Yeah. It's called cookies.
It's just called cookies. That'd be fun. Actually, that could be. That could be questionable though. If you're like, hey, I'm gonna go listen to this podcast. What is it? It's called. It's called cookies. What is that? Is that like some kind of creepy?
He's just telling the stories from back in the day.
Yeah, man, back in my day. Man, I tell you what, man, on the frontier, you're hunting buffalo, man. They hunt you sometimes, buddy. I'm telling you. Anyway, get out of here. He just keeps popping in. I think he's just behind the couch.
That dang window.
Yeah, that's what it is. Got to get a screen.
Close and lock it.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to us ramble.
Yeah.
The last
we drug that goodbye.
We were just letting everyone know that we're back.
Yeah. Appreciate you.
And
if you care.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll be back for a while.
Yeah, and we'll know if you care, okay? Cuz we check to see if people are listening.
Oh, we know.
And if I see nobody's listening, I'm going to get really really upset. I'm going to have Cookie.
And you won't
show
like
up
him
at
when
all
he's
of your houses.
Not Cookie.
He'll go. He'll go to Belize first. He's already said, I'm going to Belize.
I'm going
baby.
To Belize.
It's nice down there, man. I like the ladies down there. Belize.
Belize.
Belize. Belize.
You stop it, good. Get out of here.
I told you he's up with the stuff, man. He's good. Anyway.
Belize that.
Belize that. Well, I'll tell you what. Norway, I'm going out there.
All right, okay, we're done. We're out of here. He's on a roll now, I tell you what. All right. Hey, everyone, remember your kids are blessings. Don't take it for granted. We will catch you guys next time.
See you later.